time this morning for Minnesota Reads, and we're tickled to ask Scott Schweffel to join us this morning as our guest author. He has written a book called Discover Yourself, and he joins us on the phone to talk about it a little. Hey, Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
An author, a motivational speaker, an entrepreneur, and as I said, I can't believe this is your first time talking about your life and your career on the radio. It just amazes me.
Well, that's terrific. I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to do it.
I'm glad you're debuting here on Northland Morning. So your book is called Discover Yourself, and on the cover it says, understand who you are, what you do well, and what you're passionate about. Now, Scandinavians are traditionally loath to do any kind of introspection, and they're also loath to think about themselves. That just doesn't seem to be the Scandinavian Minnesota way. You think about other people, getting too caught up in yourself is liable to give you a big head or worse. So how did this project of yours float in your circle here in Minnesota?
Well, you know, part of what allows me to do the work that I do, and I've done it starting obviously here in Minnesota, but all over the world, is working with teams directly, taking them through a model I use in a lot of the speaking, coaching, and training around personality styles. So inviting them into this journey of beginning to take a first look at, you know, who am I in terms of how am I wired? What are the things I might like to do? And it's interesting when I do that work and put reports in front of people, how sometimes they tend to forget to listen to me because they become so excited about reading about who they are and how they're wired and learning some new things about themselves. That's one of the core components of the book, is your unique personality style.
So this isn't the kind of thing that we perhaps would normally think about, but if somebody kind of thinks about it for us, we really kind of like it.
Well, yes, and when we capture the information that we use to help people come up with that new information about themselves, it's literally just a 10 to 12 minute questionnaire, and you know, it doesn't seem like it's revealing much, but the company over in Scotland that I've worked with for the last almost 15 years now produces about a 20-page report on all these unique aspects of who you are. And a lot of people have said that they read it, I've always kind of known this stuff about myself, but now that I see it in writing, I can take some action on it.
There are several cool things about your book. One of the cool things that I have noted is that it avoids this pitfall of saying that, you know, some books, some inspirational speakers want to tell you that you can do anything you set your mind to, because you really...
The good news is he had no desire to be an NBA player. And so you're right. Not everybody can do everything. But, you know, the way I've always looked at my view of, you know, running companies and hiring people and being able to tell who really had things figured out is I could tell when somebody was in love with the work they were doing, they were passionate about it, they were also good at it, and they were coming into an industry of some kind where it paid well. My theory on sort of being happy long term is you've got to do work you love that you're good at, and it's got to pay you pretty well. And if you have those three things, you know, where they intersect is everybody's sweet spot.
Okay, so I've got 2 out of 3. Well, that's all right. That's all right. That's still good. That's still good. One of the other cool things about your book was the focus on internal messages. And once you start listening to the way that you talk to yourself and you just start becoming aware of it, man, we really beat up on ourselves a lot.
Oh, everybody does. And you joke about the sort of the Scandinavian upbringing, you know, and this sort of whole mindset is not always necessarily a motivational positive message as we grow up or were raised or raise our children. But somebody told me 25 years ago, one of the neat things to do in the morning, and we've done it with my children my whole life, is we have dry erase markers in all the bathrooms in our house. And I tell this with everybody. One of my giveaways is always dry erase markers when I speak to groups is on the mirror. So when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you see is this new message about, you know, what new thing will I do? I choose today. I'll make a friend today. Whatever the motivational message is that you want to start your day with, we tell people to write it. And the reason it's dry erase is after 3 days, we know that your brain begins to ignore that message. So we tell you to wipe it off and write it again. Wipe it off, write it again. And just continue to program your conscious brain, because ultimately that pattern takes hold. And that's what you start to do automatically every day.
You know, one of the final cool things that I'm not the only cool things about the book, of course, but one of the final things that I want to mention this morning is at the very end, the idea talks about giving back. And frequently, you know, with books that are meant to help you improve yourself, it's sort of, you know, you go on getting better and better and better. But you kind of bring people back to this giving back. Why is that significant, do you think?
Well, part of, like you said, it absolutely is sort of the final bookend on living a good life and having a good career. If you continue to focus just on yourself, it's going to end up seeming empty. You know, and I'm sure, as you know, and everybody knows, it feels better to give than to get. And you don't realize that if you're not giving up anything or giving away anything afterwards. And, you know, everybody has something to give today. I mean, everybody could give a smile. I mean, literally, it's not just a financial give back, but the more you maintain this mindset of gratitude, the more that circles back to higher levels of success, because the book was really meant to be a start to finish, help people figure out what they're good at, what they love to do, help them find where they're going to do it, and then sort of wrap it all together and say, now that it's working, start supporting other people going down the same journey. I've probably read close to 1,000 books on these topics, and I've tried to condense them. So if somebody read one book, start to finish, they could walk away, right? And as you saw it, answer the questions and realize, this is who I am, this is what I love, this is what I'm good at, and this is where I'm going with it.
Wow. Well, I love that in particular. I love that give back piece. I think that is a wonderful, wonderful piece. Scott, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What fun to talk with you.
Absolutely. And if anybody wants to learn more, go to discoveryourself.com. That's my website.
All right. Thank you, Scott. We'll get a link set up. Scott Schwaffle joined us this morning. He is the author of a book called Discover Yourself. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.